Cape Talk.
The U.S. Report.
The U.S. Report with Adrian Bruni, all the way from Manhattan in New York. Good morning, Adrian. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Ant. I'm doing all right. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. Ooh, I wonder what you're doing with your time these days, Adrian, now that the U.S. Open is finished. I bet you're having withdrawal symptoms.
I am, Ant. I am. The city is not the same.
All right, and so bringing it to the United States, Adrian, the courts versus the travel ban, who's winning now?
So, yes, the travel ban is back. After the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled last week that 24,000 refugees whose resettlement claims had been sponsored by charities should be allowed to enter the United States, on Tuesday, the Supreme Court granted a request from the Trump administration to continue to bar them from the country. So these 24,000 refugees who had sponsorships are not getting in. So it's been a fight to the finish with Trump, again, trying to ensure that no one gets in. And the most recent ruling by the country's highest court maintains the status quo until the Supreme Court can have a debate on it, what next month. And then after a dinner at the White House Wednesday, Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi announced an agreement with President Donald Trump to enshrine the protections of DACA into law for those who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children a week after Trump axed the program. So these are the dreamers that everyone has been talking about. The Democrats said that the deal would include funding border security but not Trump's border wall, and that action on the dreamers, whether or not they would be allowed to stay in the U.S., could happen within weeks. But this morning, Trump did an about-face, and he tweeted that no deal was made.
And in some bizarre news for myself, you know, you sit and you listen to things that are happening around the world. But when the House and Senate have to try and force the president to denounce a certain group, what's this all about?
Yeah, this is another one of the weirdest things that's happening in this year of weirdness. The House and Senate have passed a bipartisan resolution. It's not a law. It's just a resolution, like a pledge, urging President Donald Trump to denounce white nationalists, white supremacists, and neo-Nazi groups, asking him to use all available resources to investigate the actions of such cells. It describes the killing, the resolution describes the killing of anti-racist protester Heather Heyer by a white nationalist in Charlottesville as a domestic terrorist attack, which is a stark departure from Trump's equivocation over who was to blame for the incident. He said when that happened that both sides were acting violent. He did not sign it. There has been no action on this. They thought that he would sign this pledge, but so far it's again like another about face.
And what's the latest happenings when it comes to Star Wars? What's happening there?
Yeah, I know everyone around the world wants to know about Star Wars. So the Force is strong with J.J. Abrams this time. So Lucasfilm has reported that Abrams will return to co-write and helm the saga's ninth installment following last week's departure of the original director, Colin Trevorrow. After rebooting Star Wars with the massively successful The Force Awakens, Abrams could rectify a movie that has so far been marred by creative differences between Trevorrow and Lucasfilm. So, slated for release on May 24th in 2019, Star Wars 9 faces tremendous pressure to successfully close out this trilogy, which was launched in 2015, and then launch its spinoffs. So So a lot more going to be coming from Lucasfilm.
And then lastly, shameless plug. Come on, give me some. Give me some. Give me some, Adrian.
This is for me, Abs. I'm sorry. I have to do it.
I know.
This week I have two stories coming out for Ozzy.com. That's OZY.com. And it's a website that features, here's the tagline, the people, places, trends, and technology that are ahead of their time. So my first story deals with UN fact-finding mission, their relevance in the upcoming General Assembly, which is happening now, and whether or not the UN will send investigators to Yemen or Venezuela this year. So the second story is closer to you, Abs. It's about Archbishop Peter Wells, who is a Catholic priest from my home state of Oklahoma, and he's also the Apostolic Nunciature of Southern Africa, meaning he's the ambassador from the Vatican to five Southern African states. So he's the Pope's man in your region. He has an office in Pretoria, and he says he's come to South Africa to help fight off religious abuse and ensure that children, especially refugee girls, have access to education. And as always, there's talk that he could be the first American Pope. He was a poor man in Rome.
You know, talking about...
So go to Ozzy.com on Sunday and look him up.
All right, that's Ozzy.com. But, you know, speaking about that, Adrian, you know, I don't think it's a South African issue alone, but more specifically in South Africa. I think we've come to a point where people have found... well, it's always been there, but, you know, we're hearing stories now, gruesome stories of people using religion to abuse people, to abuse children. I mean, we've just had a recent case now, recently, in Cape Town, in one of our suburbs here. But it's just one of those things, you know, people taking a position, using a position of power to abuse those they need to be protecting. It's just a very sad thing.
Right.
But nonetheless, yeah.
And the Catholic Church is not immune to it, of course.
No.
But you know, that recent report came out of Johannesburg about the church abuses with the gasoline and the eating dirt and that sort of thing. And I think that's one thing that is on his agenda to kind of clear up. But he's really all about education too. So.
All right.
I think you'll like it, Abs. Have a read.
No, I will do so. Ozzy.com. Thank you so much, Adrian. Brini, we do this again next week then.
Sounds great.
Thank you so much. Adrian Brini, all the way from Manhattan, New York.